I think we should just fucking start it.
All right. I think we're just going to start it.
We're just going to start it.
Let's just start it.
Okay. Okay. We're just going to start it.
All right. So, what's this? Straight out of map, episode, where are we at? Four?
No, we're on episode two. Okay. Oh, so, we've.
Two? It just feels like four.
No, it feels like 10, actually.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we've recorded so many, but none of them have been good enough until now. So, this is going to be episode two.
Episode two.
So, we're going somewhere in life.
Episode two. All right, episode two, and you are introduce the room.
Yes,
you know
so
the
I'm
going to
introduce the room. You guys ready?
Yes.
Ready. All right, so I'm Megan Ashley Pierce, okay? JT, co-host, and then I brought my good friend from Fargo. I like to call her Ronda Rousey Jr.
The nickname.
Because she looks, does she not look like Ronda Rousey?
She does. In fact, it's scary.
I know.
And she's got a handshake.
I can show you guys a picture, too, while you guys are talking, and I can show you side by side.
Her name's Taylor. Taylor, how do you even say your last name?
Lambrecht.
Yeah, so I go with Ronda Rousey.
So tell us about Taylor, our special guest.
Me. Yeah, we want to hear about you, Taylor.
What would you like to know?
Well, I want to know what you did this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah, tell me about your weekend before we get into all your MMA and your...
Well, this weekend I had planned for Soundset, so that was interesting. It's a music festival in the cities. And so we went down there we went out to my lake on Saturday, and that was interesting. Partied with a few of the friends and got pregame to go. Saturday morning, woke up a little hungover and had to prepare myself for the full day ahead outside. And so that was fun. It was a music festival full of all hip hop and rap and outside set.
So where is this at down in the cities?
The fairgrounds.
The fairgrounds. Have you heard of that?
No.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It was interesting.
So
was
there any big names down there?
Yeah, like Future, Post Malone, ASAP Rocky. Atmosphere is a huge one out there too. Machine Gun Kelly.
So
rappers, but yeah, it was
no Beyonce or Drake. That's no. All. I don't know anything she just said.
I know. I was hoping for some Beyonce to show up, but
I know. Beyonce.
She failed.
She was just there though.
I know. I heard it was good.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I would love to see her.
Watch her slay.
Yeah, I would love to see her slay. JT, what'd you do?
This weekend?
Memorial weekend, yeah. I heard you had a lot of fun.
I moved pavers around.
Ooh.
That's what I did. Yep. Long and short of it, home improvement projects galore. As you guys can tell, we're at much different places in our lives.
Yeah, Taylor, how old are you?
24.
24. Yeah. We'll get into her MMA career.
See, here's that picture.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. That's the one. She looks exactly like Ronda Rousey.
Whoa.
And her skill, her MMA skill, striking, jiu-jitsu, is exact. You watch her, it's exactly the same as Ronda.
Well, thank you.
Don't let it go to your head.
Are you going to fight her or just Leah?
Probably Leah.
Leah, I think, is on a little more of a level with fighting Megan than I am.
Yeah, her and I actually want to be friends.
Yes.
We're more training partners.
Yes, we get each other going.
Yeah.
Training buddies.
Yes.
Got it.
Speaking of Leah, she still hasn't.
No, she told me that she was going to be coming to the gym and then never showed. So shout out to Leah for ditching out.
I know, right? For ditching out.
That girl is unfocused.
We got our MMA in this morning. I went all the way to Fargo to get mine in.
She did.
Yep.
Dedication. At its finest.
Did pretty good right after I trained with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to CrossFit.
Mm.
Then I went straight to Fargo.
Wow.
I know. And then now I'm here.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So what'd you do this weekend? You
don't
get off
the
hook.
What'd you do? I need to hear your story.
You need to hear this story. So, all right. Speaking, this will be good because we're talking about MMA today. So I started taking, MMA classes with a trainer probably a year and a half ago, right?
Yep.
So this weekend we had Johnny Holmes out at our Outer Lake, Maple Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always right across the street from a campground because we own a campground. So we always put on a huge pre-party before everyone goes to Johnny Holmes. And 100, 150 people show up. A lot of the people I don't even know. So, and a lot of them are younger. So we were having a good time. Guys were starting to drink, party a little bit. And this kid, I don't even know how old he is, right?
I already know where she's going, I think.
Yeah. So he comes up to me and he's like, oh my God, I saw you in a presentation one time. He's like, you're so cool and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And his buddy's like, well, was it a good presentation? And he's like, fuck, you're just intimidating as shit. That's all he had to say. But he's like, he kept wanting to shake my hand and have drinks with me. And I was like, okay, cool. And then probably an hour later, he had too many drinks.
Mm.
Okay. So
got sloppy with it.
Yeah, he got a little bit sloppy. So we had this big garbage can full of beer cans, whatever. And he comes over and picks it up and tosses it across the yard. And the cans go everywhere, right?
Now he's that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy. He's that guy. Okay.
Everyone's staring.
And my cousins, it's mostly all their buddies and stuff. So they're kind of supposed to be watching the premises and make sure everything goes okay. And so Kyle goes over to him and he's like, dude, you need to fucking pick up your beer cans, put them back in the garbage and not act like that. You're being stupid, you know, all this stuff. And so he starts talking back like, hey, let's fight, you know, and all this stuff.
Getting
Kyle,
cocky.
Yeah, Kyle.
That guy again.
Kyle was being, my cousin was being responsible and he's like, dude, pick up your shit. You know, like you just made a huge mess. You're making an ass out of yourself. And he kept talking back to my cousin. And then, so when people disrespect like a friend of mine or a family of mine, I get upset. Like I get really upset. So I had my beer in my left hand and okay, so I'm what 5 feet away from this wall here. So I walk up to him and I know a little bit of where to, you know,
choke.
Yeah, where to choke. You know, I specifically learned that. So I go up to him and I'm so mad. I just stump up to him and I grab him, lift him off the ground and throw him against the bar.
And he's already intimidated.
He got off the ground. Like I lift him up off the ground, shoved him against the barn. And I was just talking so much shit to him. I was like, you better pick up your shit. And then this girl comes from the side of me when I have my beer out here, you know, and she comes and she shoves me. And I still got him because I didn't move very much, you know, because I know how to keep my stands. Yep. And she's freaking out at me because I'm choking him, you know, and I'm like, I'm not hurting him. I just want him to like, you know,
settle down,
you know. So I got him down and then I finally let him go. And then this girl tries to come after me.
Oh my God. Like she thinks she's all bad.
She's like, that's my little brother. You've blah, blah, blah. And she kept going off. And I'm like, and he's like, why are you doing that to me? And I'm like, because you're disrespecting me and you're disrespecting the party and, you know, everyone here, you know? And so I thought it was pretty cool. And then all these girls came up to me and they're like, you got to show me how to fight, you know? And everyone's like pulling that girl off. And pulling the kid off, you know, they're like, dude, she's got an MMA background. You don't want to mess with her, you know, and all this stuff. So I thought it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
But he was scared as shit. And then he left, you know, so all these people are coming up to me and they're like, oh, my God, I'm sure there was a few snaps out there that got it, you know, because everyone.
You're gonna be
and
famous.
Then everyone talked about it for the rest of the
You're
night.
You're going to be one of those memes now.
Yeah. And Ben, my boyfriend, he's like, I've never seen you do that before. And I'm like, well, if you piss me off like that, I will do it. You know,
I love those stories. Those are my
favorite. But I felt bad. I felt bad for doing it because he was like a fan of mine, you know? So I felt bad, but I'm like, okay, someone's got to like be in control of the situation.
It's a badass story though.
I know, right?
You handled yourself better.
I know. So yeah, that's the first time I've ever used an MMA skill.
Really?
In real life.
Oh God. It's thrilling. And then you start shaking afterwards because you're like, oh my God.
So I just kept on partying a little bit, but then my dad was there too. And he saw the whole thing, you know, so everyone was like cheering like that I did it. And my dad's like, you better not get sued. You better not get sued. You're going to lose everything. I'm like, Dad, I just did like Ron Rousey like shit right there, you know. So,
Dad, I saved your party. Get off.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Seriously. So that was my MMA story. For the weekend, and I thought it was pretty funny.
It is good.
Like, jeez. If you would have seen the look on that kid's face.
That's
like,
what I was just going to ask. And his eyes were probably like,
yeah,
deer
and when
headlights.
A female is like dominating a male,
it's a different story.
Yeah.
And everyone's like shocked about it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't need you both looking at me like that.
I wish Leah would have been there to see that. She probably wouldn't fight me after that.
No. She probably would have been a little scared.
She's not going to fight you anyway. She's chicken.
Well, yeah. She hasn't even shown up for training.
No.
She's going to kill us after
she's
she
gotta
has
to have that training. She needs to learn how to breathe. She stops breathing when she punches.
I know.
Maybe it's if it gets her to training, then why not, right?
Yep.
If we're talking
of
shit.
Fire under her ass.
I know. Yeah. No doubt. She's got to show up for training for crying out loud.
Jesus.
So let's talk to Taylor. Tell us how you got to be all about MMA all the time.
The backstory.
Yeah, because she's been in MMA now for a while. She's down at ACA in Fargo.
Yep, Academy of Combat Arts.
Yep. So I think it's badass when a female does any kind of mixed martial arts. And so I wanted to bring her in here to inspire other women to take any class in mixed martial arts. And you know a lot about it. She's been training me a little bit. You know, when we're down there, we're working together. We're training partners and stuff like that. So I want to know where you started.
Okay.
And where you plan on going in the future.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Backstory. I was a little shit of a child. Hard to believe, I know.
I believe it.
I know. So my mom took me to, I had a really bad attitude problem. And my mom took me to, it was either like a karate or taekwondo setting in Fargo, and it was like on Main or whatever. And the guy, the sensei or the instructor was like telling me to bow to him and I would not bow. And then he was telling me to call him sir. And I looked at my mom and I was like, that is not happening. I was four, by the way. Keep this in mind. And he was like, okay, and then she's gonna have to wear like this little gi, blah, 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 with the belt. And then she's gonna have to bow and say, sir, and then listen and do the instructions. And I would not, and this is during the consultation, and I would not bow. Like, I just would not.
And you know better. You're like, yeah. Fuck that, I'm not
and
taking
I
a bow.
I was in my cute little outfit, and I was like, I am not wearing this. Like, I was just this little fashionista, like, you didn't mess with me with my outfits. Nope, I did everything. And so as we were leaving, I ended up walking out of the room and my mom was like, Taylor, Taylor. And he's like, she would definitely benefit from this. My mom's like, that is why we are here. So later on in life, I was like, you know, karate's just not my, that's not my scene. No. That
so you never did it?
Nope, never okay. did it. The consultation was the only closest thing I got to it. And I was 17 and I always hung out with like older people from school that were like three, four years older than me. So they already graduated and I was at a house party one night. Hard to believe that, too. And one of the guys that was there was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing this one gym or whatever. And he was wearing one of the like one of their kind of piece of crap shirts, starter shirts. It was stupid. And so it was really bad shirt. And I was like, oh, well, where is this place at? And they told me where the old gym was at the time. And I was 17 and I decided that I was going to walk into this gym all by myself.
Oh, good job.
So I walked into this gym and I remember it being an open setting and having there be like fighters like stretching and sparring and doing their own workouts and hitting the bags. And I'm walking in like my like tail between my legs and I was like nervous. And I remember, you know, Jason now, he's yep. one of the instructors there and yep. he was there. He was 12 or 13
oh,
at the
God,
time.
So
he's so a baby.
Weird.
I know he's a baby. And another guy that used to be the instructor was there and they were like, okay, well, yeah, here, get started. And I was like, right now? And they're like, yeah, take off your shoes because you can't wear shoes on the mats and it's a respect thing. And I was like, this is weird because I'm cutting tennis shoes thinking I'm going to like work out, yeah. you know, like, not knowing anything about the sport. And so, yeah, they had me start like shadow boxing and it was really weird and I didn't know what I was doing. And I remember having my first class and being like, this is hell. I don't know if I'm going to come back. I couldn't breathe. It was during the summer. They don't have any air conditioning on. So you're sweating. And like as you're 17, all you think about is your looks and you don't want to be like sweating. So I ended up coming back and I was the first girl in the gym at that point. And then they started a women's class and then Dylan kind of pushed me, the head owner of the gym, and he kind of pushed me and he's like, you should do this, go to this class. And it's all male dominated. And I was like, and you don't really know your skill level because you're just all learning everything. And
right.
Yeah. So then I was 17 and he pushed me into like the MMA class, which you have to be invited in and watching it. And I remember they were running laps around the mats and he pushed my back and he was like, go. And I was like, what? And I started like running and we had to do this drill where you have a medicine ball and people are running and then you throw it behind you. And if yep. you drop it, everyone's screwed. Like the person that screwed up, everyone's like, oh my God, you're a piece of shit. And I'm like, come on. So I actually never dropped the medicine ball.
Thank God.
Yep. But I ended up sparring with like the big times, like Parbal Gares, who yep. was in the UFC. And yep. I got him with a good knee and a head kick.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So nice. When Shane Sayers was in the UFC the Ultimate Fighter.
Ultimate Fighter. Yep. Yeah. I met him. And then Tim Johnson.
Tim Johnson from our gym. Yep. He's currently in it and rocking and doing his thing. So
how many years have you been in it now?
So this will be my seventh year on and off. I mean, it wasn't consistent for a while because I was, like I said, freshly 21 at the time and in between. And I was like, oh, drinking is all I care about. And well, since this is like in your blood and this is like what you care about and this is your passion, you always go back to it. And I've been there every day since.
I just can't believe how good she is.
Thanks.
Like, it is so, it's unbelievable to watch her. Someone like your friend just watching her be Ronda Rousey.
That's so funny.
So how many, have you been in a fight?
I've been in bar fights. I've been asked to fight 5 times by some of the promoters here. Like Chris Tischer was one of the guys that used to promote the winter and fall and spring brawl and stuff. And now it's been taken over by someone else. And he actually trained with Brock Lesnar down in the cities. And
yep.
He was in the UFC himself for a while, but yeah, he asked me to fight. And then I remember Dylan was like, well, you got to do this. And this was when I was like 18. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this all. Plus I was like freshly in college and all this stuff. And that took a lot of my time. But no, I've been asked, and hopefully this fall, this will be my debut fight.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
So yeah, I've been working my ass off. Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah. Like you said, even late, wasn't there something going on at your gym?
Smoker, are you talking about that?
Yeah, you were supposed to fight and then someone backed out.
So what happened was our gym was holding an in-house smoker fight so that we could raise money for Tim Johnson to go to Croatia. And I remember there was a sign, this was in this March, this recent March, and there was like a paper and it said, smokers sign up, put your weight, put like your record, blah, 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 blah. Well, all the guys start, you know, signing up, and there's like, I'm sitting there looking at who signed up, and Dylan, my coach, was like, put your freaking name there. And I was like, I don't know, who am I going to fight? I was like, who am I going to fight? Because we have girls in our gym, but it's just, they're more there for the workout. And if they are there to fight, they're freshly new. And so right. they won't partner me with them because, quote unquote, Dylan's words would, I would scare the shit out of them. So God, yeah. I was like, okay, we'll deal. Well, they were going to bring someone from actually Grand Forks up here. I don't know who, but they just said from PMA to come and fight me. And she ended up backing out. And then a couple, from what I understand, and then the girls that were going to fight me through the gym, the in-house smoker, were just not able to do it. So I had I had trained for 4 weeks for this. You get in a mental state because there's people coming to watch too. So, I mean, well, you're kind of in a mental state, and I was eating right, and I mean, like training constantly. And then the day before, I was like, all right, well, I'll put it on Facebook as a supposed status. And my coach goes, all right, Taylor, come into the office with me. And I was like, okay. So I sit down, and he's like, leans back in his chair, puts his hands behind his head, and he's like sitting there relaxed. And he's like, so you don't have a fight anymore. And I was like, you're kidding. And he's like, no. And I almost just got so mad, and I almost started crying because you're mentally and physically broken down at this point. And you're like, screw you, you piece of shit. Like, you guys could not find anyone for me, and everyone else gets a fight. So the next day I ended up showing up for the meeting of the fighter meeting or whatever, and the rules were going down, and they're like, everyone's like, why aren't you fighting? And I was like, because I don't have anybody. So I get to watch you assholes make a fool of yourself. But no, it was good. It was good. It was good for the gym. We ended up getting like a full amount and more for everyone to travel over there. And
I'm kind of glad you didn't fight, because I hope that I get to see your first one.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And I hope it's like in front of a big crowd.
And it's so funny because you get nervous for this, but it's almost like every time I go to like the fights and watch people from the gym, like we went to the Detroit Lakes fights and the fights that are in Fargo, and it's like, you just feel it in your skin and under your skin, and you just feel like, oh my God, I got to get in there. I got to do this. Like, and you just know that that's what you want to do. So it's kind of like a fire under your ass.
Is there a lot of MMA talent around here?
Actually, yeah, there is.
There is for males.
Yes.
Females,
I think they're coming out of the woodwork a little bit more, but they don't, that's the hard thing. I think a lot of them don't see their self-worth with it either too. And there's, and especially here, a lot of people, like, if you don't know the sport, people are like, oh, I'm like, yeah, like, for example, we were at my friend's lake, and I was like, yeah, we're going to the Detroit Lakes fights. And she was like, oh, to watch guys beat each other up? And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess kind of. And, like, you don't want to say that. And then she's like, well, at least it's not women fighting each other. And I wanted to be like, actually, it's way more badass when women fight.
I prefer to watch females. Yeah.
And there's it's a way more entertaining fight to watch.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
In my opinion, at least.
I like female fights way better.
Way better.
I know JT is going to fucking agree to that. Yeah, he does.
He better agree to that.
I'll watch ladies fight, absolutely.
And I just think
they're just more aggressive.
Yes, that, and they're fighting. Well, they have a lot more on the line, too, if you think about it. Like, everyone thinks it's like a sexual thing, or like, they're like, oh, like, look at that sexy woman fighting. And that's not what this is about. Like, that is not what this is about. Yeah. So we have to prove ourselves 10 times harder at the same point.
So do you think if you were to fight, do you think it's like a full-time job?
I would love it to be. Dylan, I remember the day you walked into when I was at the gym and I met you guys. And I remember Dylan was like, yeah, so Taylor is going to be our first woman at the UFC. And I was like, shut.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Well, I think you'd get mixed up with Rhonda, though.
I know. I kind of have a different
look. So how do you get from here to there, though? Do you have to get to bigger places?
And so
a
lot of it is who you're kind of working with promotions and not just that, but also advertising yourself, you know. And that's what a lot of people I think lack is the advertising of themselves. And hopefully you can get like a good manager and have them pick out fights too for you, but also just training in other gyms, getting, you know, like your connections to your people and advertising through other gyms and just fighting, and not also in just like Minnesota, North Dakota, like going down to Colorado, like some of the guys in the gym do, or, you know, like they'll have RFA fights that are all on national TV. And so, I mean, you get your name out that way too. And Dana White sits at those fights, you know?
Oh, wow.
So,
oh yeah. He's been at a couple of them around here.
Yep. There was one right outside the cities and the RFA fight. And he was sitting there watching one of the guys from our gym. You just kind of, like I said, you have to put on a show and advertise yourself well and get on those top cards.
Well, you better start fighting then.
I know.
So you're training right now. You're doing what, 2-a-days?
Yeah.
You're not in fight camp or anything.
Just doing 2-a-days just to get my cardio up, my endurance, and then just working on like the technical aspects of it and working more on my ground game, because I'm more of a natural striker. I wouldn't say I don't like ground game. I love ground game, but it's hard to know, like, my hardest thing, I guess, for me is when you're doing, like, a submission or you're trying to go for a submission on somebody,
yeah,
and all of a sudden you're doing it, and the ninja that you're wrestling with is, like, way better than you, and they kick your ass, and you're like, I thought I was going to kick his ass, but now he's kicking mine. So it's humbling, but at the same point, I guess for me, like I said, striking is just more natural.
Yeah, so if you were going to jump into a fight, what are the different areas that you need to train in? You said striking.
Yep. Striking, okay. So Muay Thai, boxing.
Yeah.
So like Muay Thai is like kicks, knees, elbows.
That's the one I do.
Punchings.
With you.
Yep. Yep. And so that one is kind of very diverse. That one can be very traditional, or it can be kind of mixed in with boxing and have it be a little more laxed.
Yeah.
And creative. Then there's boxing, like everyone knows boxing, and then there is wrestling, which is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Takedowns, wrestling. Getting off your back, a lot of that. And then there's jiu-jitsu. So jiu-jitsu is like the submissions with wrestling mixed in. So yeah, it's, and then on top of that, strength and conditioning. So it's,
yeah, and nutrition.
Yes, that's nutrition's huge. Yes, no little snacky snacks that are not healthy.
Well, Tom Seidel told me it's 2/3 in the kitchen, 1/3 in the gym.
I believe it.
That's what I hear.
That's what you hear. That's what I hear. Yeah, that is so true. I believe it.
Okay, so when you're gonna start fighting this fall,
hopefully,
and
yes,
then do you, so if you go like 10-0 around here, then do you move on to bigger cities, bigger places?
Yeah. How do you jump from amateur to pro?
So okay, so here's the thing. So I would have my first amateur fight,
right?
Like, because you're gonna start out amateur, you can choose to start out pro, but sometimes that's more of a risky thing to do. Amateur, what's nice about that? So let's say I suck and I lose all my fights. Well, then when I go into pro, if I decide to do that, then none of my amateur fights count. So if I went amateur and I did, let's say I did three or four fights in amateur and I won all of them, then I would move up to pro. Or like one of the guys at our gym, Jason, who's the coach there, he had his first amateur fight, won that, and now he's going to pro. So it doesn't matter how many fights you have in an amateur, you can just jump.
You can kind of decide when you want to go pro.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know, that road in MMA, it seems like it'd take forever.
It does.
To get to the UFC.
Some people have it, you know, some people have it and they have like the right coaches, and like, especially if you train like at a big gym that everyone knows, like in Las Vegas or LA, you know, those big gyms, or even New Mexico or Colorado, and you know, where you have people that are in the UFC, then there's not just one person in your gym that's from the UFC. You have multiple, and
right,
you know, you have more, like I said, advertising and people outreach and resources to.
It's just so different from boxing, because boxing, you know, people can do matches like 50 of them in a year.
Yep.
Where MMA, you might only fight once or twice in
a year. Yeah.
You know, so it's like if you want to get fights under your belt before you go, you know, in the UFC, it takes a long time
to
get there.
And it's crazy because not just that, but also being let alone a male or a female. Like, we have a couple guys that I know just from the academy, our sister school down in the cities, and I was just talking to him, and he was saying that he's trying to fight in early September, and he wants to fight in late August or early July, early August, late July. And he was like, does anyone know any fights there? And he's, you know, amazing Muay Thai. He went to Thailand. He does all these training, and he's great. He's phenomenal. And but yeah, you struggle to find fights, and especially if you're a female, you're going to struggle with it more, because there's like less of them, and also finding your weight class too.
Yeah.
Do you worry about getting too old?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you would think that if you don't start on this,
that's what I'm worried about. Like, if I wanted to do, whether it was like a CrossFit competition or an MMA fight, like, I'm going to be 30 next year.
Well, if you think, if you think about it,
I feel like I need like 3 more years of MMA training before I even jump in.
And that's what's crazy.
I'd say 4.
Yeah, probably 4.
4.5.
That's what stresses me out. Like, I wish my parents would have like thrown me into something like that when I was like a little kid.
Yeah,
I know. I played hockey, but
then you're natural at it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you got that background skill. But I think too, if you're kind of like a little kid doing it, I mean, I would like to see my future kids like do this. But at the same point, like, it's like those kids that go all their life playing one sport, and then they go to college and they're playing it for a scholarship. Well, then that's not any fun anymore. So it's like, don't you think that you would get sick of it? Like, I think when you choose to do something that you want to do, you have way more passion in it, and you actually like respect it a lot more than just being thrown in it as when you're young and then having to do it all your life.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, there's both ways, but
you kind of got to find you some opponents.
I know.
You got to get busy.
I know.
Hopefully someone out there will hear this.
Yeah. It's so funny. My dad always was like, I'll be your first opponent. And I was like, hey, I'll kick your ass the way it is. But he's so funny. He like thinks he like doesn't want me to fight. And he's like, I don't want you to mess up your nose or your teeth that I paid like $5,000 for with your braces and blah, blah, blah. But then he like goes around and he'll have a few beers at the lake or, you know, like, and then two beers get in and he's getting relaxed. And he's bragging to everyone about this. And I'm like, shut up. Like, shut up. But yeah, he's interesting.
So you say you're the only female down there that actually wants to fight right now.
From ACA. I know that there's girls wanting to fight, but I don't think
they're not serious.
No. And I mean, not just that, but they're just started. I mean, what do you really know? I mean, it takes a good while to just have your body, one, understand it, and for you to understand it, you know, and have your body react with what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's all technicality and it's all second nature and muscle memory too.
Yeah. MMA is probably the hardest thing I've ever trained for.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's memorization.
Yes.
Creativity.
Yep.
Your body has to move.
Reactions, crazy time, like fast reactions.
You got to be so focused on that, especially
sparring
when
sparring is another story. Yeah.
Oh God.
It's another story. Yeah. Because when you're sparring too, it's like, or if you're sparring, like you, if you get lucky and you spar a right-handed person, if you're right-handed too, and you're doing like the orthodox stance, like which I do, but if you're doing the southpaw who's left-handed, everything's coming from a different angle.
Oh God.
And
yeah.
So like, it's like, holy, cause you're used to blocking on one side or doing it like this, but you have to be very diverse. And that's another thing too, is I remember sparring with my first lefty and so southpaw, and he popped me with a good hook on my left side. So it would have been his right hand. And I remember that just turned my light switch on and I was like, I am fucking pissed. Like now it's not like a light spar anymore. Cause it hurt. He got me good. And I was like, I thought we were going light, dude. So then I popped him with a few good ones, but.
Well, when I'm training with you, you're like, okay, we're gonna go light.
Oh, see, and that's what everyone yells at me for.
And so I say light. It's like her kicks are like fucking hard. Like hard.
The way she shook my hand is still recovering. I'm not.
By the way, Dylan, if you hear this, you need to get some new pads that are more thick.
Yes.
Because when she kicks, it's like not even holding a pad.
The straps come off because the stuff sucks.
The force just goes right through the
pad. That's
another
thing.
Holy shit.
That's all technical stuff. You have to learn how to use your hips, your body, your momentum, and it's crazy.
Is that like the time we worked the bags?
Yeah, he just did it for the first time last year.
You just learned
the basic jab cross is pretty much what you learned. We're talking about like Muay Thai kicks and kickboxing kicks. Like
I just recovered from that workout like 2 days ago.
Isn't it insane? You think it's all just going to be upper body. It's the whole body.
Oh,
it's the whole body.
Like she said, when you learn the form and technique of throwing a punch, it's more than, like, you'll see people that just do
just the upper,
the
where they're
arms,
not moving.
But
yeah.
When you get that core and those hips driving.
Oh man, it's your neck will be sore because you're like clenching your traps and everything.
You'll find out that your endurance goes to shit.
Yep. And I think it's so funny because everyone will come in and they're marathon runners or they're in the military.
Or
they're like
athletes in college. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. We had a guy just actually recently, it's funny that you say that, he is a football player and he's doing, you know, strength and conditioning right now through summer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's intense. That's not easy. And he came in and he's huffing air. And I'm just like, dude, we're just shadowboxing. Like, we're not even hitting anything yet. And, you know, shadowboxing, you can go light and stuff. And then some people go hard. But like, even like if you're just like hitting, you got to learn how to breathe. You got to learn how to like control your heart rate and your body. And it's a science, man. And it took me years to figure out. It's not anything that just comes easy. You know, you have to like learn your body on top of learning the sport.
Well, not just learning how to throw punches. You got to learn to hold pads too.
Oh, that's an art.
You're always learning, no matter what end you're playing, whether you're the pad holder or the hitter or whatever.
Yes, and the pad holders, like, that's another thing is
it's all art, and
it's an art, man. And you got to learn how to, one, protect yourself, hold well for the person that's hitting, and not just that, but like be creative, you know, calling out stuff, and that's what's hard.
Yeah, I would say being a personal trainer, my favorite thing to do with clients though is hold pads because that's where I feel I'm most engaged with the client.
Yes, because you're one-on-one too. You're not just that, but they're actually focusing on what you're doing too.
Yep.
It's all eye contact too.
But yeah, that sport has made me more creative, more focused. You know, it goes in all areas of my life is what I learned. You know, I'm more like self-confident, like
110%.
Walked up to that kid, just,
yeah, you know? And that's another thing too is like, it's so funny that you say self-confident when you're out and about too, because it's so funny. This is a good story. We were out at the bar one night downtown Fargo, and I had my brother and my two girlfriends with me, and Caitlin and Sarah, and I ended up meeting up with one of my friend's brothers, and I saw him out, and so I wasn't paying attention. You know, I'm sipping my drink, having a conversation with him, and they're sitting directly across the table from us, and my brother's just one. He's very relaxed. Nothing really bothers him. He's very, like, politically correct. And he's never going to get an altercation. He's going to use his words. You know what I mean? That's just his personality. And my friend Sarah is like 5'2", 125 pounds.
I know her.
Yes. Little midget, but little sassy thing. And she'll get me into fights. And I'm like, stop. And she's like a little mother. But then my other friend, Caitlin, is just kind of a little dumb blonde, like just hangs out, like, and she knows it. And so this guy comes up behind her and he's like, kept like touching her waist and like kept like stroking her hair. And but then she would like wouldn't turn to him. And then he started getting mad, started grabbing her arm aggressively. And I wasn't paying attention to any of this. So my brother leans over to him. He's like, man, she said, don't touch her. So don't touch her. And the guy's like, shut the hell up, blah, blah, blah. And he's drunk. He's wasted. And
right. Yeah.
Sarah keeps like reaching over and motioning her hand. She's like, Taylor. And I was like, what? Like, stop. I'm having a conversation. And she's like, get him away. So they're like expecting me to take this guy away. And I'm like, I'm not. No, like, handle it yourselves. And then if it gets weird, then I'll handle it.
If it gets weird.
It's like, God, like. But you know, that's another thing too, is women, I think every woman should do this sport. You learn how to defend yourself, self-confidence. I walk on the street and I'm not trying to be like, oh, look at me. But no, if you walk on the street with confidence, especially at night, or if you had a few drinks, no one's going to mess with you.
What happened with the dude?
Oh, I told him, yes. So he kept like talking and finally she turned to him, my friend Caitlin, and she turned to him and was like, can you please leave? Well, he's not going to listen to that. Like, you know, she's innocent. Yeah. Voice, innocent face, like she looks like she wouldn't even touch anyone. So I looked at him and I go, you have 3 freaking seconds to step away from this table and leave. I was like, oh, there's gonna be an issue. And he's like, you're a bitch, and like ended up walking away. So as long as that's all I get called, that's fine.
So you didn't actually get in a fight with him?
No, not with him. But do you want to hear a story about a fight?
Did you win? Then I want to hear it.
This one's a good one. So I know that everyone knows that the OB bar in Fargo is like the gross bar, but I was actually meeting a friend, and this was last fall. So it was like early or mid-September at this time. And so the guy, I was walking into the front door that faces Broadway and MP Avenue. And walking into that door, and this guy decides to hold the door open for me. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, very chivalrous, very nice. And as I'm walking in, he literally smacks my ass, but doesn't just smack it. He cups it and then like whips it back. And I turned to him and I was like, I just see red instantly. Like, you do not disrespect me at all, you little motherfucker. So I turn around and I tricked him and I was like, hey, come here. And he's like, what? And I was like, come here. And I grabbed onto his like shirt, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, that was really hot of you to do that. Thank you. And I freaking wound up and I decked him right across the face. And I don't know if it was just my hit. Maybe it was that, or he was drunk. His knees, literally, I watched them buckles, and his friends were standing behind me, and they're like, ooh, and he dropped to the floor, and I was like, that's what you get. Don't you ever fucking touch a woman like that. And I walked in, and the bouncer's like, what just happened? Why'd you hit him? And I was like, he touched my ass. He's like, all right, get in. I was like, hey, thank you. But then, actually, this one Sarah can attest for. So we were walking out of the OB, this is another time. This is actually this winter, and we're walking out, and this bar closed, and, you know, there's a line waiting to go outside the door, and... So I'm walking out and there's like 3 guys like standing waiting at like one of the tables, waiting for the crowd to go by so that they can hop in. That's what it looked like. And so there's these 3 guys and I felt someone just literally wind up and smack my butt again. And I'm like, seriously, it's terrible. It's bad. And so I turned around and I go, who did it? And like I started going like that. And his friend literally cocks his shoulder over and starts like pointing at his friend like he did it. And I go, boom, and I wind up open hand, like Stockton slap, bitch slapped him. His face jiggled, and I walked away, and I was like, you piece of shit, and I walked out, and everyone in the bar, like, that's behind us is like, ooh, and everyone just saw it, and his face, like, literally ricocheted, like, it was jiggling, and I was like, oh, and I was just pissed, and I just turned around and walked away, and Sarah's like, Taylor, and I was like, well, don't ever freaking touch me, like.
What's wrong with dudes, man?
I don't know, it's disrespectful, and I think they get, like, happens is they get like alcohol in them and they think that they're like God's gift to earth, and that's just not
the
case. Or
does your ass just stick out that much that I don't, you know, everyone
maybe
needs
I'm blessed.
To touch it?
Maybe I'm blessed, but Jesus it's just, Christ. It's rude. My dad's so funny too, because he's like, that's why he's like, you're going to end up getting a gun pulled on you. And I'm like, that's not going to happen, but whatever. He acts like this is like Chicago or the big city. But
I always wonder what dudes are trying to accomplish.
Think that that's like attractive? Do you think that I'm gonna walk over and be like, oh my god, like great hit on my ass, that was really hot? Like, no, like that's not gonna happen. Like, I'm totally going home with you now, that was great, thank you. But
sealed the deal. I wasn't before.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking in your direction, but now that you slapped my ass, man,
now
sealed deal. Like, I'm ready to go home. God,
dude, so you're single now?
Yes, I am.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Too tough for the men.
I always tell Sarah, too, my really good friend Sarah Stomper, and I always, I'm like, I need a guy that I can't beat up. Like, and it's true. And she's like, no, Taylor, because we actually had this talk the other night, and she goes, I think that you need to find a guy that isn't, like, buff or athletic or anything like that. Like, I think that you need to find a guy that you wouldn't even think twice about punching. And, like, that, like,
be good.
And I was like, you know, that actually might be a good direction to go in, but I don't know. I can't, I gotta have a dude that can, like, pick me up over his shoulder and, like,
that. Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
What I need too. God. I guess I have it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Ben, you have that.
I have that, I guess. Yeah.
Ben, yeah.
He's
a good guy.
Big bad Ben.
Yes.
So, okay, I want to MMA here.
Yeah.
You should, every female take it.
Yes.
Some
every
kind of form.
Every female should take it. And that's another thing, too, is they always say, well, I'm intimidated. Well, I'm not prepared for it. Well, I haven't been working out prior to this. Well, guess what? Marathon runners come in, and they're huffing puffing. They have no idea what they're doing, and they run 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, you can can't ever condition for this.
I think MMA is one of the best ways to get in shape and lose weight.
Oh, completely.
A lot of people think they just need to do it if they want to fight, but I think general fitness, weight loss.
That's another thing too, is like a lot of women, if you're not looking even to fight, if you're just looking to like come in, like you said, weight loss or self-confidence or self, you know, like defense mechanisms that you can like use and techniques. But here's the thing. You can come in there and do a women's class and you get 30 free days, you know, like you get a whole month for free to try it out and see if you like it. And you're probably going to like it. That's the crazy thing is you have a fun atmosphere. You get to meet people. Like I've met so many people through this sport too. It's insane. Like yeah. I met you through this. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And you, then
not
you, like,
long ago, like 2 months ago.
Yeah. And it's just crazy. And like meeting people that have the interest that you have is.
I think it's a big stress reliever too.
Huge.
Throwing a punch.
Oh, I've gone into the gym. I've texted one of my friends and coaches, Zach, and we would get beers one night, and he's like, all right, well, do you want to go drop me off? And I was like, sure. And then he's like, well, let's actually swing to the gym. Let's go punch shit. And I was like, okay. So we do that from like midnight to 3 a.m. So, I mean, it's actually fun and it's great stress reliever.
I know. I need it. And the good thing is you can do it anywhere too.
Anywhere.
You have no excuses. You don't have to go to the gym. You can do it right in your garage.
And that's the funny thing is we did it actually just out in Island Park in Fargo last week.
I was gonna say we do it at the lake.
Yeah.
You know,
something that you should do.
Yeah,
it's something that you should do. And actually, pads are not even that much. And you can get like cheap like boxing gloves, too. You don't need the nice ones.
What the fuck are you laughing at?
I bring my pads. My mind went someplace else.
Oh. Yeah, I bring my pads.
I bring them everywhere I go, just in case.
Bring my tampons, too.
Yep. Hey, you need them.
I always have my purse.
I forgot that you were even in the room right now.
I know. I was just listening.
I know. Don't you just love listening about MMA?
Two women, Henning. You know,
yes.
So what we do.
Okay, so every woman should probably take some kind of MMA.
110% agree,
yeah,
yes.
I agree. I totally agree. And you think boxing should be their first thing they start in?
Yeah, because that's kind of like the basic, if they're looking for just like it, like I said, yeah, that'd probably be the most easy and basic thing is boxing and then moving up and doing Muay Thai. And then if you want to learn ground game, do that.
Don't you think though you got to have a little edge to you?
Like a little
attitude? Because I can't imagine my wife doing anything
I know,
remotely
well,
close to this. So,
but
I mean,
you know what's funny is, you yes and no. Like, I think you start learning, like, your little sass through the sport, too. Like,
oh, I did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we have a lot of women that come in that, like, my friend Sarah, literally, you would never guess that she just trains there, but she, like, she doesn't want to fight. She just, you know, wanted to tone up and work out, like
right,
Megan said.
Yeah.
And but no, she's like this little motherly figure and maternal, like, oh no, like I'm 5'2", 225 pounds. Like I would never hurt a fly. No, she's come in there and now she goes out to the bar and she'll like talk shit to people. And I'm like, really? Like, okay, sassy girl. Like, okay, get it, get it.
A little ego boost in there.
But like she said, I think with her too, she's like, I met so many people and like I've learned that I'm more confident and through the sport too. I mean, it just teaches you so many things that transfer into life skills. It's insane.
Have you heard of any women that have issues with, let's say they want to do jiu-jitsu class?
Yeah.
And it's all guys and you're
Yeah, I've had that.
Well, I know, but you don't like, and then like, let's say I went to a jiu-jitsu class and
you're the only girl there
and Ben would get pissed off because I'm rolling with a guy.
Oh,
have you ran into that?
Yes.
I've heard a lot about that.
Yes.
And that's like every time I tell someone like that, I'm like, hey, you should go try this class, jiu-jitsu or nogi. And they're like, well, my boyfriend doesn't like when I do that.
Well, you know why?
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I've heard a lot of that lately.
Here's the thing. A lot of the, and this is like, I'm just going to be honest and blunt. A lot of the moves look very sexual.
Yeah,
a lot
they
of the
are.
Moves, like you're sitting on someone's face, like you're in between people's legs, like it's and they're touching you like your chest. It's very, very, like, if you take it like that, if you make it like that, it's going to be like that. But, like, you have to go into the mindset and go, like, it's so funny because I'll be rolling with a guy that's new or whatever that doesn't really know me. And you have to, like, grab onto, like, their gi or press on their chest. And they'll be like, what do I, I'm like, just put them here. And I'll just, like, grab their hands, like, because they're awkward about it. Or, you know, like, you have to grab someone's butt cheek and move them around and push them, you know. And it's, like, they get awkward. And,
it's just business, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And
it felt weird the first time
once
I did
you get,
it.
No, and once you get going with it, it's, like, you're not thinking of that. Like, you're literally trying to, like, transition to the next position. And you're not thinking of that. But it's so funny because, like I said, my friend Sarah is like, I will never do that because it's one, it's weird and it's so sexual.
That's what a lot of women think that.
It is. And it looks like it, but it's not.
No, like the first day I kind of thought that. I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. Like,
it's
you're not my boyfriend, but you're on top of me, humping me and moving me around.
It's weird. Yes.
You know? And
it's
then after that, it becomes a sport, and then you don't even think of it.
No,
like
you're
that.
Not. You're mentally not there.
But then,
at that
you
point.
Know, then there's other people judging you like, why would you even let that guy on top of you?
I know. And I'm like, okay, but when you go to the bars and then someone has to like grab onto your waist to get like beside you, you're not going to let them like, really? Like, it's that like minuscule to me. Like, it is a sport. Like, it's a sport. And I'm not going to be that girl that's like, oh, all girls are equal. Yeah, well, they are though at the same point, but I'm not going to like go, hey, like, I'm not going to sit there and be like a feminist about
it. Was more weird for me to have another girl on top of me.
It's weird. It's a real, in your very close quarters, like you're literally like almost mouth
I'm like,
to
there's
mouth
another set of boobs right in my face.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm not used to that. That's weird.
But it's so weird. I've been suffocated by boobs. Like, I can actually say I've been suffocated by boobs. Like,
me too.
Yes, it's a weird feeling.
Except I paid $100.
At the stripper club. Yes. I understand. Hey, I get it for free. Well, I guess I pay a fee too. But I get sweaty ones on me and not like ones that actually look nice in like a atmosphere like that.
Somebody turn the lights off. This is getting good. No, it is though. It's just it's a business. It's
yeah, exactly.
we're working here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how you have to, what do you do for work?
Like, what do I do for work?
Like to earn a living type
work.
Oh,
yeah. Well, it's really weird because I ended up, I don't do anything like aggressive like this, but I
deal with kids.
Yeah. I work with a company called Easter Seals. And so basically what that does is it gives, I'm a direct support professional while I'm going to school. So I'm working with a little guy that I've had for 3 years and he has Downs and autistic tendencies. Aww. And so I do all his goals and he calls me mom. He lives at my house. Basically he comes in my house and I take him to his therapies. I do all that stuff. I teach him sign language. I teach him how to talk.
How
he's
cool
nonverbal. Yeah. And so my mom, he's Sudanese. And so he's terrified of dogs. But my dog is like his therapy dog. And he'll call her over and he'll like throw and play fetch and walk her. And yeah. So it's definitely a cool job. But
there's a softer side.
It is.
Yeah, there is. I don't have one of those.
She'll put it out a little bit. But then she's like, yeah. And then she's like, listen, you're a piece of shit. Yeah, Megan yelled at me for going to, I went to MAP, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
And we went there for, I was like, well, I tore, I separated my shoulder. So I was like, I want to go lift with like, you know, my lower body or whatever. And she kicked our ass and I couldn't walk for 4 days up the stairs. So I had to get a heating pad, Icy Hot, and Advil. Like, joke. It sucked.
No,
and she, I should not have posted this on my Snapchat the night before, but my friend Sarah brought a box of Sandy's donuts into my bed. And how do you say no to that? And I was like, okay, I'll have like one bite of every donut. So it's technically not a whole donut. so I was having donuts. And so the second I show up, we're telling her, you know, oh, yeah, the ride was good. She looks at me and she's like staring at me like she is right now. And she goes, how was your fucking donut? And I was like, you saw that.
No shit, I did. It's over Snapchat.
Yeah, I said throughout the whole workout, she's like, you shouldn't have eaten that donut. You shouldn't have eaten that donut.
And so it's not just me.
No, she definitely will grind.
Everyone takes it so personal.
No, you need it. You need that.
It's everyone. I give shit to everyone.
Yes, and they need it to work out. You need to get under people's skin.
I do. I'm pretty good at that.
Push them in a direction that they don't know that they can go to.
Yeah, exactly. So when you get ready for your first fight, are you going to add strength and conditioning into your routine?
110%, yes. So? That is definitely a thing that...
We talked about this, how some people...
As much as I don't know if I want to, because it's going to suck, but... Yeah, you definitely need that. I think with the conditioning and also adding the strength in there is a huge advantage that a lot of people don't add in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of fighters that don't believe in strength and conditioning.
No.
It's just straight up MMA.
Yeah, straight up doing just the sport.
Yeah, I follow Misha Tate a lot,
yep.
And she 100% believes in strength and conditioning.
110%, yeah.
You know, powerlifting and
Which is so crazy because it's like I've actually had Dylan, my coach, and I told Megan this, that he ended up was like, we were talking with a couple, I was talking with a couple of guys a couple months ago, and we were talking about the best place to go lift or whatever. And he's like, you lift? And I'm like, you've known me for 7 years. Yes, I lift. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, yeah, I lift. And he's like, well, that explains it. But he doesn't think that you should be lifting. And that's his opinion. I don't agree with that. I think that especially women should be lifting.
I mean, you have to have a program.
Yes.
I mean, you can't just go in and, hey, I'm going to do bicep curls because I'm going to do a fight.
No.
You know, you got to do more like Olympic lifting to get those hips, you know, explosive and do a lot of agility.
Training. Yes.
Yeah, you want that agility. You want some different like sled work, you know, everything that drives the legs and the hips.
Huge.
You know, you don't need to be doing bench. You don't need to be doing...
And I think that's where a lot of people are like, oh, well, I need to lift. I need to lift the heaviest.
They think you're going to go in and do bodybuilding.
And I'm like, that's not what I'm doing. I'm like, that's the thing. When you said explosive, that's exactly what you should be training
for. Well, even doing med ball work, that's strength and conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think people have misconceptions of what strength and conditioning is and what it all entails, you know?
Right, exactly.
And I mean, I'm not 110% like, oh, I know exactly everything, what all this entails. But I like to learn and I like to, you know, do things outside the box. To the gym and doing your sport every day gets freaking old and draining.
Oh,
like in and out when you're there, you live there like throughout the day, you're in and there out there like maybe two or three times a day doing two or three classes while you're there,
right?
So you know you end up doing five or six classes a day, and so like I'm like, okay, I'm sick of seeing all of you motherfuckers and I'm sick of being in this gym, like I'm over it. Like, and then you end up hanging out with the people from the gym, so you just get sick of it. And so it's actually nice to come up here, not know anyone, and train in a different facility.
Yeah, that's why I like to go to Fargo. I like something a little bit different.
And you, we talked about that.
And everyone at ACA, like all the coaches, they're so knowledgeable and have everything I need to get better.
Yeah,
you know.
And that's
so,
the one thing is we're blessed that we have coaches that actually know what they're doing and actually have had people in the UFC and know what they're talking about, where they're not just, you know, like pulling shit out of their ass and be like, well, we're going to get you in the UFC. No, they've been there. They know what it entails. You know, they know the, like the road... the long road taken there. So
yeah, that's pretty
well. We got to get you into a fight.
I know. No. I think so too. So before we sign off here, I want to know, what do you think about Ronda Rousey, and do you think she's gonna fight by the end of the year?
She's my faves.
She's my faves.
I love that girl. Don't be a DMB.
Do nothing, bitch.
Yes, love her. My background on my phone to get me motivated.
I know my background
love
too.
Her. But
wow.
She.
Wow.
Yeah, I think she's the best. I think she is the one that came up and, you know, kept. There's a lot of women that were, you know, in there before her with the sport, but she's the one that actually, you know, pushed through with Dana White and wouldn't leave him the hell alone and kept saying, you know, put me in. And I think she trains hard. I think that she has a great mindset of doing judo all her life in the Olympics. And, you know, she actually is from North Dakota.
I know. That's
isn't that
that's
crazy?
Badass. Out of everywhere, she's from North Dakota.
And so I think, too, like having, I mean, her mom is very intense. And I think... You know, her mom doesn't tell her very often, like, she's proud of her, you know? And when she won that Strikeforce belt, she told her that she's proud of her, and Ronda was like, what? But, you know, I think having someone that's a strong female figure and growing up with that, I think that gets you to be a strong female, and she's very strong-minded, and I think her loss was good for her and humbling and knowing that she has another purpose. But she will definitely, I think, fight. I don't think she's going to retire.
She's doing so much... like media and movies, that kind of irritates me.
And me too,
because
it's kind
I see
of like...
her. All I see her is as a badass female fighter. You know, she's someone I look up to. And now she's over here making all these movies where she's not even that good of an actress.
No,
sorry, Rhonda, but
no, she's not.
She needs to just be fighting all the time.
I agree, and I think too that she got burnt out with fighting, and that's why she contemplated retirement, because no one in the UFC has done 3 fights in the amount of time that she did.
Yeah.
And that's draining. I mean, that you don't even get a mental break. You're on to the next camp.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even get a week. And when you get a week, then your whole cardio's out. Like, you're just screwed. But she better not retire, because I think that she has a lot more coming her way.
I know. I just hope she doesn't retire. Like, I have to see her live before.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I got to see her. I got to see Misha. I got to see Holly Holm.
Yep.
I got to see all of them fight before.
Yes.
I think it's awesome. She's into ugly dudes.
I know.
Oh, God. What? God.
She could be in so. Oh, God.
He is so ugly.
He's ugly.
I
think,
know.
I
isn't
think
it awesome?
But I think it is.
She
is
wants to have his babies.
I know.
That's gross.
And she, I think the easiest thing is that he trains at her gym. He trains with like Edmund.
Well, yeah.
You know,
and that's like a big dude.
Yeah. He's and I think I was going to say, I think that she likes how tall he is and that he can manhandle her. And you know what I mean?
But
I think she likes that, because I don't think she can. You know?
He is an ugly human.
Yeah, no, he's got a broken nose.
I hope he never hears this.
No, and that beard.
I hope he does.
The beard is what covers him. I think that beard saves him with his looks.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, he's homely.
Really, Rhonda, get your shit together, you know?
She could do some.
But she does. She needs to get her shit together. She needs to start training again.
Yes.
And she needs to fight.
Because when she's training, man, she's, I think, the happiest that she's ever been. You know what I mean?
Who do you want to see her fight?
Cyborg.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
I do. I think
Cyborg called her out.
Did you hear?
She comments on a lot of my shit.
Really?
On Instagram.
Cyborg does?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's badass.
I know. I'm like, I don't even like you.
I never used to, but she beat Gina Carano, and then I was like, ah, you know.
She's a good fighter.
She's very manly.
But I like her. I just don't like her when she's fighting Rhonda or trying to fight.
Yes.
Because I'm always going to choose Rhonda.
I don't care who you are.
I'm always going to choose Rhonda.
Me too. But I would think that would be a really good test for her. I think that she needs something that's going to, you know, take her on a whirlwind ride. I think that would do it.
And I think we should go and watch.
I would love to.
All right. Yeah. Wrap this up now with Taylor. Thank her for coming up here. It was very nice for her to come and see us.
It was so nice for you to come up, Taylor.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we'll see you next week.